and welcome to the latest episode of the Racing Pod Blast with me, Tony Mack, and Ben Aitken from Narrowing the Field. Here we go. And after last week's visit to the flat, we're back over the jumps this weekend, heading to Aydock. And covering a series final races set to take place on their Saturday card. Then we head off, as usual, visit to Scotland, Scottish Lower Leagues for our ever-popular football tricksy top, middle and bottom. And one of us landed a hat-trick last week. But racing first, as always, and to Haydock we go, starting with the 2 mile series final handicap hurdle at 2:05. Welcome along, Ben, and can you start us off with that one?
Morning, Tony. Yep, potential for conditions to be testing enough come Saturday at Haydock. I think it's already heavy, soft in places on the chase track, soft on the hurdle track. Rain is forecast on Friday, so it could be a fair old Haydock slog on Saturday. For this 2 mile series final, we've got a short list of Brentford Hope, Milldam, and Playful Think. Brentford Hope has continually shown improved form since he moved to the Harry Derham Yard. It'll likely be one of the pace angles in this, probably just sit off the overall pace setters. Ticks plenty of boxes, winning form on the ground, at the class level, at the distance, and similar field sizes. We need to prove he can overcome another rise in the weights and a clear high mark of 140, but every chance there's still a little bit of improvement to come from him. His price is probably a little on the skinny side, so around 2-1, 9-4. Doesn't leave a huge amount of room for error. I think that'd be the one thing put me off a little with Brentford Hope. And I think there's a few in the race with a bit more wiggle room on the ratings front. One of them being Milldam for Jamie Snodden. He's won 3 of his 5 starts this season. His 3 wins coming over similar trips to the one he faces here. His 2 defeats both coming over longer trips, and he does struggle a little over longer trips. I got prime conditions for Milldam as trips of less than 2 mile 1, soft or heavy ground, and fields of 10 or less. Under those conditions, he's 4 wins in a place from 6 starts, those being all 4 of his career wins. He moved to the Snodden Yard from France as a 4-year-old. He made his debut in the Boodles Handicap in 2022 off a mark of 1.25. He slipped quite a bit down the weights off the back of that run and subsequent runs, but he runs in this race on Saturday off a mark just 1 pound higher, 1.26. I think that's a mark that still gives room for improvement now they've kind of started to figure Milldam out. He posted a clear best last time out when winning at Stratford, a race where he beat the other horse on my shortlist, Playful Saint, by a neck. And Playful Saint is actually the one that interests me the most here. He's extremely lightly raced for a 9-year-old. Due to a couple of lengthy periods off the track in his career. He's gone off a break of 366 days on that last run behind Milldam, so I'd expect him to come on plenty for that outing. Indeed, given how the Skeletons have been operating recently, I suspect they've had this race in mind for Playful Saint for some time. It's a viable pot to shoot for, and they do very much have their sights on the Trainers' Championship right now. 2 runs back, Playful Saint came third in 2023 Imperial Cup at Sandown, off a mark of 1.35. He runs here of 1.34. Only a 6 UK career starts on his CV, and he's the one I'm looking to play in this, Playful Saint. I think he still has more to offer from his current handicap mark. Playful Saint for me, Tony. What have you got for the 2:05?
Yeah, I've got a similar shortlist, mate. You can add from 3 of yours, Milldam, Playful Saint and Brentford Hope. Churchill Lad for listeners to check out a little more as post-time nears, and also Milldam. But I'm playing probably Dutching Brentford Hope, winner at this venue and over a similar trip, 2 from 3 on soft ground, 4 from 4 when running within 15 days of his last run, has a good record in races with a similar field size as well, 2 wins in a place from 3 starts in the month of March. Brentford Hope, and he has started very well, hasn't he, Harry and Paul O'Brien, his go-to jockey as well. Brentford Hope, 5-2 at the minute in a few places. Hills and Bet365 going 5-2 there. And Playful Saint, and as you say, Ben, that Dan Skelton, they are going full out for this Trainers' Championship. I don't think they realised at the start of the season that they could be in with a shout of this. But now they know they are. They really are going for it. Playful Saint, I'm with you, Ben. Round 4-1, placed on soft ground. Another one that goes well in March. So Playful Saint for me. And listeners, to just check out Milldam and also a closer look at Churchill Ladd. 2:40, the Stairs Series Final, Class 2 Handicap Hurdle, over 3 miles and half a furlong. Your thoughts on this one, Ben?
Yeah, at least a decent race, the Stairs Final. I've narrowed it down to 4. Astronomic View, Tanganyika, Martha Bray and Picana. Astronomic View vying for favouritism at time of recording. No real surprise as he comes into this off the back of a 21-length victory at Warwick. Wasn't the strongest of races, but he's probably better judged on his third at Ascot the time before. The second from that has won since. The fourth has won twice since. And a couple others from further back have also been in the winner's enclosure since that race. The future form of the race reads 6 wins and 3 placed efforts from 12 starts. So the form has been boosted multiple times. I get why Astronomic View is near the head of the market. Trip going, a relatively unexposed profile on his side. Tanganyika, a bit more exposed overall, although still relatively unexposed over 3-mile-plus trips. This is only his second try at 3-mile-plus, and he won the first time he went over such a trip by 25 lengths. I mean, he has admittedly run plenty of times over 2-mile-7 and 2-mile-7.5, but I think he could have more offer over 3-mile-plus, which he gets on Saturday. He's one that will love the ground conditions. I can definitely see Tanganyika being involved. Martha Bray catches my eye as she posted a couple of very strong speed figures on testing ground over staying trips already this year, and is likely to be buying at home under these conditions. Also interesting that the Skeletons have jocked up 7-pound claimer Heidi Palin for the ride. They've utilised the young jockey quite a few times with success. Since the start of 2023, when Dan Skelton and Heidi Palin have teamed up over a trip short of 3-mile-2, they are 4 wins and 3 places from 14 rides. It's a 50% win and place strike rate, almost 19 points profit on the win side and almost 24 points profit on the each way side. They also just missed out on a place in the Betfair Hurdle. They finished half length 5th of 21 with Favois. No limited stats, but they are solid stats, and I can see Martha Bray outrunning her lofty odds. And Picana is the other on my radar, one of the least exposed in the field. Despite being a 10-year-old, that's due a couple of lengthy breaks in his career of 660 days or more. Finished 4th last time out at Newbury and a qualifier for this when he looked a danger that day before race fitness told in the closing stages. Providing that run's brought him on, then he's another that could have a say in this, Picana. It looks competitive fair, but I'm going to take a swing at big odds with Martha Bray. She does have 30 lengths to turn around with Astronomic View from last time out. But Martha Bray gets a £15 swing at the weights here with that one. I just think the prices are a bit too far apart between the two. So Martha Bray each way at 20-1 or bigger for me. Tony, what do you have?
Good shout. Good shout. Love it. I've got one to look out for listeners, Secret Tricks for Ollie Murphy and Sean Bourne in the saddle. He can improve on. Well, he hasn't run for 153 days. He was last seen in October at Aintree in a conditional jockey's handicap hurdle there. But the two I'm more interested in is Astronomic View, win and two place efforts on soft ground. Can improve on a well-deserved win at Warwick earlier this month off an £8 lower mark, beating 5 rivals by 21 lengths. And he's a solid and consistent gelding. He has been up, he is up £8 for his last run, but I do think This would have been shorter if it was higher profile trainer Sue Gardner with Lucy Gardner in the saddle as well. A good pairing there, mother and daughter pairing, and I think they can go well tomorrow and even build on that win at Warwick on the 10th of March. And the other one I like as well, Ben, is Tanganyika. I do fancy Tanganyika here, as well as you say. More rain on the way. Goes well on heavy, has won on heavy ground. French bred, placed on soft ground if it doesn't rain, but would like more rains. 2 from 5 on heavy ground, Tanganyika. Third of 17, well held at Utoxeter, following a win at Newbury earlier this month off a £7 lower mark. Tanganyika there for me at around 10 to 1. I think that can go well. And, well, actually, looking at the betting at the moment, Astronomic View is a would be an each-way selection as well at around 6 to 1 with some firms this morning. And Secret Tricks, the extra one for listeners to investigate further. On to the 3:15, Ben, at Haydock, Veterans Handicap Chase Final, Class 2 Handicap over 2 miles, 4 furlongs. What do you fancy here, Ben?
Yeah, a good old Veterans Chase.
Yeah.
To round out the racing analysis. I came down on a shortlist of Riders on the Storm, Pink Legend, and Dubai Days. Riders on the Storm interests me as he posted one of his best pro form speed figures last time out at Doncaster over a trip 2 miles that probably isn't his optimum these days. Now, that run was also his first run off a Windup. I think it's safe to say it's unlocked something from him, even aged 11 and with 31 starts behind him. A step back up and trip to this mid-range distance will suit him. He should be able to bounce along the front end without too much pace pressure. I respect only Topville Ben to be up on the front end with him. So Riders on the Storm, he comes in with the best last time out form, so definitely interests me. Pink Legend doesn't come in with the strongest of recent form lines, but she's been battling away and listed in graded company for most of her races, and this does represent a drop in class for her. It's been her first try in veterans company and her first dip below class one level since she won a class 3 at the Cheltenham entry meeting last year, 8 starts ago. Her trainer, Venetia Williams, she also shows some tidy stats in veterans chases with our runners that are dropping in class from their last run and that start around 8 to 1 or less. Since 2019, our runners that meet that criteria have returned 7 wins and 3 placed efforts from 16 qualifiers. 44% win strike rate, 63% win a place strike rate, and almost 20 points profit. So Pink Legend catches my eye for a couple of reasons. And Dubai Days comes in off the back of a relatively comfortable win at his beloved Ayr last time out. His trainer, Nick Alexander, doesn't send many to veterans chases, but if you look at the ones he's saddled in class 2 or 3 veterans chases, you see he's 3 wins and 5 places from only 11 runners. So he picks his veteran chase and battles well. And this is the first crack at a veterans chase with Dubai Days. And I can see him running well, running a big race as well, but it would be Riders on the Storm for me here. There was a lot to like about his run last time out, and I reckon his connections, they've probably had this race as his target from some way out. So Riders on the Storm for me, Tony. What are you thinking for the veterans finale?
Yeah, interesting one there. I've got two that listeners to have a closer look at. Pink Legend that you mentioned, and Le Legion, I think, is it? Le Legion?
Yeah, we'll go for that.
Something like that. Yeah, we'll go for
something
that.
Like that.
Dubai Days, I'm with you on that one, mate. Big on Dubai Days, I must admit. I do like Dubai Days. I'm going to have a good or decent each way bet on Dubai Days. 5 from 20 over the larger obstacles. Has won on heavy ground and has won over a similar trip as well. Comfortable running off this mark and is an impressive 7 from 27 on a left-handed track. Haydock will suit Dubai Days, the 10-year-old, tomorrow. I do like Dubai Days as an each-way selection. And Thor de Cerisi, 2 from 9 over fences, 4 from 12 on heavy ground, another 3 efforts hitting the frame. Harry Cobden is booked for Neil Mulholland. I like that jockey booking there. And all 5 career victories for Thor de Cerisi have come on a left-handed track. So it'll be Thor de Cerisi for me. I'm just checking now. Yeah, around 6 to 1 at the minute. Thor de Cerisi, distance winner. and all five career victories on a left-handed track. I do like Thor de Cerisi at 6-1, and Dubai Days at around 12-1 at the minute in some places. So yeah, I like that. We're agreeing on a 12-1 shot here, Ben, as well. That's good stuff. All right, moving on. It's top, middle, and bottom time.
Football is you cannot explain why you love it. It just happens. Chasing a ball round a park, wanting one team to win against the other.
El Mahoney, right foot, whips it. Oh, jeezy peeps, man.
It's still a classic. The bit of the pod you've all been waiting for, top, middle, and bottom. Ben, can you tell me how I went on last week? Thank you.
In a minute. Chill out. Last week's results. Jeezy peeps weekend for me. No winners. -4 points.
Ooh.
But, Tony, the full house, 3 out of 3. Returning plus 20.83 points profit.
Ooh.
Superb, mate. Brilliant stuff.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very, very well done. Current state of play is me plus 15.90. Tony, -16.77, but another one of those weekends, and it would pretty much be levels, you devils. So, I mean, one of those weekends was coming for you, let's be honest. It was, you'd be knocking on the door.
Yeah, I've been putting the work in, mate.
Yep. Normal three leagues for us again this week. My top, middle, and bottom is top. Queen's Park to beat Morton at 13-5. Seems a big price given the recent form of the two. Queen's Park are unbeaten in 5. The 1-2, the drew 3. The draws coming against the teams in 2nd, 3rd and 4th in the league. At Morton have drawn 1 and lost 4 of the last 5 games. They've scored just once in those 5 games. Queen's Park have also picked up more points on the road this season than they have at home. So I'm going to have a play on Queen's Park in the top section. Middle, Alloa and Annan to draw at 11-4. Both these teams have plenty to play for still. Alloa need to stabilise things a bit, keep themselves comfortable in the promotion playoffs. Annan, they need to keep the pressure on the teams above them to get themselves out of the relegation playoff. Matches between these two, often tight. Generally, there's only ever one goal in it, or it ends up a draw. Only two of the last 11 matches between them have seen it not be a draw or a one goal winning margin to one of them. So hopefully it will be a cagey affair again this time around and they scrap out a tight draw. And at the bottom, the Spartans and Forfar to draw at 13-5. Forfar have been the league's draw specialists this season. They've been through 15 of their 30 matches, including 7 of their last 10. They've also drawn 4 of their last 5 away matches, and they're also unbeaten in their last 10 home and away matches. As Spartans, they're winless in their last 5. They've drawn 3 of them, and like Forfar, not finding goals all that easy to come by recently. Both scored just 5 goals in the last 5 matches. Both are also more than capable of throwing in low-scoring draws. So this match is screaming a draw at me in the bottom section between the Spartans and Forfar. So that gives me a top, middle, and bottom of top, Queen's Park, middle, Alloa and Annan to draw, bottom, Spartans and Forfar to draw. Tony, hot form, Tony. What you got this week?
I can't hold a candle to that. That's like a sort of 47-1. I've quickly worked it out because I saw the prices. 47-1 bumper jackpot payout there, mate.
Yeah, blimey. I'm taking a swing.
Fantastic. Very quickly, I've got Partick at home to Cali Thistle at 4-5. I'm just going with my what I've been paying off in the last 5 or 6 weeks. Partick's home form is better than Cali's away form. That's how I've been doing things. 4-5. Alloward home to Anna. Anna in Athletic. Anna, I've got here. Anna.
I saw that, Anna.
Alloward home to Anna.
Cali Thistle wrong.
I'm surprised I didn't put Patrick, actually, because I had a bit of a nightmare back in the 90s with a pair of Patrick boots, but that's another story. That'll keep. Alloa to beat Annan at 8-11, and Stranraer home to Bonnie Rig Rose at even monies, 4-5, 8-11, and even money, which will pay a lot less than Ben's 47-1 treble that's coming up tomorrow. Blimey, I hope that pays out well. Blimey, good stuff. Fantastic. Right, thank you. Many thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Racing Pod Blast. Very best of luck with your betting at Haydock this weekend and wherever you may, wherever else you may be having a bet. If you like a bit of funk, a bit of dance, love it. Then you can catch the Tony Mac Groove Express on Heritage Chart Radio every Friday between 7 and 9. That's tonight, 7 and 9, for the Tony Mac's Groove Express. It's a good one as well. It's good, I must admit. And you can catch more racing analysis from Ben over on narrowingthefield.co.uk. Big thanks for listening each week and this week. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week with the next instalment of the Racing Pod Blast. Cheers, Ben.
Cheers, Tony.
And cheers, everyone. Thank you.